Look who we have here today.
I think I screamed hello loud enough, so we should be good.
Hello from the other side. Melanie J. Comedy, guys.
Melanie J. Comedy.
The fucking baddest, funniest bitch I know is here today. I am so happy you're here.
Crip, not blood.
Don't trip, Crip.
Yep, don't now, trip, Crip.
What is the difference between a Crip and a Blood, Melanie?
Speaking colors. Of Black History Month.
Colors. Simple colors. Blue and red.
Is it blue and red? I thought it was just red.
No.
What, bitch?
No, that separates the two. If everybody was the same color, then they wouldn't be able to differentiate the ops. So the opposite.
So you're the blue. So you're blue today.
I'm blue today. Well, that's the neighborhood I was in South Central California.
That's right.
So yep. You know,
real ass fucking bitch.
But that's not my affiliations. That's not, you know what I'm saying. But y'all already know when you live there, that's your affiliation. But
that's right.
You know, on record, I'm from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? What up, Zal? That's my affiliation. I'm an affiliate of 313.
We have our good friend, Melanie J. Comedy here. One of Johanna's.
I love that you keep calling her Melanie J. Comedy.
My Instagram name.
Yeah, your Instagram name.
Follow her.
Melanie Hearn, ladies and gentlemen, is in the building tonight. We just had a full home meal, Peruvian meal.
Yes.
And we've been drinking a little bit of tequila. We got some Coronas going.
It is a really good day.
It's a very good day. Our bellies are full.
We're ready to go.
Our minds are sharp. Our asses are fat.
Ass is always fat. What'd your mom say? Back of the cow.
Yeah, the Lomo.
Always getting the chow.
Disgusting. But she did say that. You're right. You're absolutely right. She's a nasty little hoe.
Melanie Hearn is here. Melanie, what is going on with you lately? What's happening?
Oh, shoot.
I don't know why y'all aren't acting like you're high as fuck.
We're high as fuck.
We are, yeah. But here's the thing. Like, that's always a loaded question where everybody asks me that, like, what's going on? You have to give me parameters in my life and ask me, hey, what's going on in your career? What's going on?
What is going on in your career? I just saw you kill it at a Galentine's Day show.
Thank you.
Shut the whole crowd down.
Shout out Haley Zurich.
Shout out Haley Zurich. She'll be on here soon. She killed that. You killed that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel after that? You're really making a name for yourself out here in
Thank
fucking 313.
So much. Thank you so much.
I really think so.
Thank you. It was an excellent show. So career-wise, everything's going pretty good. I can tell everybody that I will be, speaking of Black History Month, I will be one of the first local female comedians to headline Mark Ridley's Comedy Club in December of this year. And I believe in the last maybe for sure 10 years, the only woman that has headlined to have a weekend there was Miss Pat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's something that I'm very proud of.
Do you know
of.
Who Miss Pat is?
Absolutely.
She's a blood.
I knew she was the owner. I was feeling real oppie when I met her. I was feeling a real oppie. We was feeling a real oppie. See what it is.
I feel like you do. You pave such a way for Black women. You are so independent yourself. You march to beat your own drum, which I do the same. I respect that. Not a Black woman, but you are inspiration. I love Melanie J. Comedy. It's all I'm going to keep calling her because
that's
Melanie.
That's okay. You can do that. Thank
because
you. Because
she is you're everything.
Thank you so much.
Bee's knees, baby.
Now, let's hop into this. I wrote a bunch of shit down. Ohio. Do you go?
I could pull my phone up because Marissa and I had a very funny conversation about the train incident.
What even happened in this train incident?
The train was derailed in Ohio and chemical spill.
Like, what do you mean? There was, like, chemicals on a train and just, like, crashed?
Correct.
Or something?
So they're, like, transporting, you know, chemicals from A to B and
the whole thing
train
just
derailed. And there was a huge crash and a lot of the shit burned on fire. And you can't burn those chemicals on fire. It's, like, literally deathly toxic.
Oh.
And, yeah.
So everyone's freaking
People's
out.
People's animals are dying and shit. The water ain't safe.
So my niece actually lives in Ohio, and she's under a boil water effect right now. Yeah. So she's being affected by the whole, you know, Ohio.
It's,
always,
it's like boil it, like
yeah, like you boil because it's not
boil
safe.
It?
Yeah, you like, have to boil water, you can, drink.
You're
you
not
know.
Boiling just the water, like you're boiling the chemicals. If now, anything, you're like awakening get in more the water? Shit. In
well,
there.
You know, we don't in chemistry.
Spill
when you boil stuff,
air.
That's the one thing about
it goes in the clouds. It goes in the clouds, come back down, bitch. Have you ever been to school?
Absolutely not.
But one thing we know about chemistry, you can at a certain temperature, you can boil off a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? So you boil that water. And we used to boil water. Here's the thing. Toxins in water is not nothing new. You know, we know how to navigate it.
Listen,
it
was lead, we're from Michigan. Flint, baby.
Or even before lead, you know.
Burn that shit.
We have been blessed to be from the Great Lakes where we have some of the freshest water in the country, you know. And
maybe not so much after these aliens are fucking taking a shit.
I mean, you never know. But I feel like out of all the bodies, we got fucking six lakes, five lakes, you know what I'm saying, homes. You know, so all
homes.
Of them.
We got five, six lakes homes.
H-O-M-E-S, five. So all of them ain't fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
None of us went
to
school.
So if Huron messed up, then Ontario gonna be like, I got it. If Ontario ain't got it, Michigan gonna be like, I got it.
True.
If Michigan ain't got it, Erie gonna be like, I got it. If
Erie
ain't got it,
because
they help each other. Hold it down.
I don't know if Erie's got it anymore.
And St. Clair is still, St. Clair is still pretty, St. Clair's all right. St. Clair and Michigan still rocking. So I don't know what everybody else doing, but Michigan and Ontario
of course,
is cool
Saint
because
doing great. All those rich people live there.
The ones that's up north by Canada, between Canada, that's not touched by human nature, is are doing pretty good. So Ontario, you're doing great out there. Shout out to you, Lake Ontario.
I've been to Ohio a couple times in my life. I just went on a little trip with them out there, but now I have a bigger excuse not to show up there because I will not be going to
Indiana
Ohio.
Indiana is way worse than Ohio.
Oh, absolutely. You know
way
what?
Way worse than Ohio.
I got lost in Indiana once.
Way
that place
worse.
Is not fun. No gas stations.
Nope.
Weed is still
trash.
Illegal in Indiana. Like, that's bullshit. How do we gloss over Black History Month?
Well, I don't.
We talked about Ohio. Let's roll back to Black History Month.
Black History Month. It's the best month of the fucking.
Unimportant.
No.
It's the best month
no.
of the year.
It is the best month of the
coldest
year.
Coldest month of the year. They gave you the coldest month of the year.
They really did.
Because we called
so
everyone focus.
No, because they don't want you popping off in,
you
the,
know
in the summertime.
You know why?
They don't want you popping off in the summertime.
Because I'm in Negreta.
Negreta. We talk about
Negreta.
Negreta. Negreta. I'm in Negreta.
Not what you think.
You always make turn our Spanish into Italian, and it's pissing me off, okay? It's
I'm
giving
all like,
ISIS.
I'm all like, Johannes Negreta. Negreta.
Negreta. And I'm like, no, it's not right.
Negreta. What they say in Peru
Negrita.
For...
Negreta. It's the first time I've been called a classy nigga, so I don't know how to take it all in. I'm trying to figure out the pronunciation on the classy nigga. So give me one more time. How do we pronounce classy nigga? What's my pronoun?
Negrita.
Negrita is my pronoun.
You said it.
You
want to
know
me.
My pronoun is? I am no longer a nigga. I am a Negrita. Address me correctly. Nigga no longer. Negrita I am. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I like that way more. I like that way more.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I can be
my
a nigga if I need to be. You know what I'm saying?
Negrita. Yeah.
When
I like
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm out here being bougie, address me as Negrita. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the Spanish club.
Uh-huh.
I'm at all the little clubs and country clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is your name? Negrita.
No, that's
you know what
you start telling people.
That's going to be my name.
I love it.
Great.
So put some respect on my name.
Melanie Negrita.
Negrita. So Black History Month.
Negrita
this is your first
Hearn.
Educational
Negrita.
Lesson.
Ring to
white
it.
Folk.
You know, I got the little grrr. I can, you know, so I can roll my tongue. Mm-hmm. I can get my rolls
I can't even
together.
Do that.
That's right.
That's impressive.
You can't roll your tongues?
Absolutely not.
Oh my gosh.
I can move the tongue. Can't roll her.
All right.
I'm a QVC commercial. Get Noxzema from Negrita.
Oh my God.
Get your oil sheen.
I buy
Negrita.
Everything from you.
You know what I'm saying?
I buy it
Nutrients
all.
Nutrients of Negrita.
I love that.
And I'm just turn my head like this.
What?
Like a QVC commercial.
Honestly, though, that skin. Get out of here.
Beautiful.
Those cheekbones.
Are you kidding me?
Thank you. No makeup.
Do you ever wear
Get
makeup?
With it.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
When you feel like
when
it.
When I feel like it.
It's a lot of work.
More often than not, I don't.
It's a lot of fucking work, girl.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I just do it to do. But I don't knock anybody that do it. Do what you do to make yourself feel beautiful. I'm
That's
a tomboy.
Right.
I don't be feeling like it.
I am such a tomboy.
Do
you
what
are,
you do.
You are not so much a tomboy. You be out here looking
I feel
very
like Melanie's
feminine.
For the, Melanie's a she is a woman at heart, but she is for the boys. Like she can hang with the guys, I feel like.
She's 100% for the boys. Yes.
1,000%. Yeah. Not like I'm, let me just regret. Means I can be a homegirl. That don't mean I'm for everybody.
Shout out Homie Hopper. She's a homegirl. People be arguing like,
that means she for everybody. Nah, I'm not for everybody.
No, that's Stella. That's not you.
That's me. Yes, that's true. That is true.
These hoes for everybody.
It's always the bitches with the headbands, you know?
We always hide something, baby.
Can't touch a headband and smile. Can't like, trust the headband.
When I start touching
smile.
My head, I'm like, nope. My hands down here. Hands down here. Don't pull her off. Like, you're not going to like it.
You're not going to like it. Boo, it's me.
This is a very serious topic we're going to get into.
Okay.
I can't stand this motherfucker anymore. I'm so sick of him. You know who Jeffree Star is?
A little.
The makeup guru.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker. So he has been on a podcast recently in Barstool. You know what Barstool is? Mm-hmm. It's a very big douchebag fucking...
Wait, Jeffree Star has a show on Barstool?
No, he got interviewed on Barstool.
Really?
On
which show?
There. I don't...
KFC?
I couldn't tell you. Probably. Oh. Same thing. Big cock.
See, I'm for the boys. I'm a time girl.
Is what it was called. It was for the boys. It was called for the boys. It was something very masked. Of course, you want to go premiere on that.
I like Barstool.
So he made a very shocking comment saying that he does not believe in they, them pronouns. Now, I think everyone has a very hard time with this topic.
Jeffree Star,
the one who you think would be they, them.
Right.
Is so not for it. Now, my opinion is...
He's like, I'm a he.
Yes. He's like, I believe there's he or she. Now, how do you guys feel about that hot topic? Like, you know, we live in Ferndale. Your guys are part of the comedic world. Everyone's everything. How do you...
This motherfucker saw how much attention J.K. Rowling got and was like...
Oh, he's like, I'm going to make my own Harry Potter movie.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just going to say this and see what happens.
You want to be controversial, but I just feel like that's truly how he feels. But I bet there's a lot of people who commented under that and were like, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
They believe they don't not support trans or not support that. But they just feel like you should be one thing or the other. Now, I can't feel like I can't speak on that so much, but I'm also kind of like... Yeah, like, what? How do you feel about that situation? Like,
I think that he went on a Barstool podcast and was like, make like a tree. You know what I mean? Like, let me try to fit in with all these cis, straight, white men.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, listen, I go by the Bible and I believe that, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's a gun promoter and all that shit, too, which is crazy.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, you know? Like,
so is this a... Because I don't know, so you have to fill me in. Is this a gay person or no?
This is...
Is Jeffree Star gay? I mean, he's got to be.
Jeffree Star is, but you would think they were he was... But see, that's where I would use a they, them pronoun for Jeffree Star, because he doesn't go by anything, apparently.
Well, we all know that I can't...
Also, he's saying,
I'm going to go ahead and say, no comment. Because
not a drag
anytime
queen.
I speak, I get in trouble, so...
We're not, it's just, you know.
So this is what I will say. Because this is, you have to tell me who, you know, Jeffree Star was. I've always been that person to, you know, to each his own. Because a lot of times,
you know how to mind
know,
your own business.
Well, yeah. And that's, and I know a lot of times that religion, even whether with slavery or, you know, the community, sometimes it can be used to oppress people. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
And even in slavery times, they took out parts of the Bible that slaves can read that was meant for, you know what I'm saying, liberation. So when you deal with groups like that, they'll take out everything else and they'll forget that the whole part that God is love.
That
so
is
they'll
true.
Take out all that stuff because that's how they'll use that particular rhetoric to... you know, kind of push the agenda
you're
ahead,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
It just like disappoints me that someone of that, of like my, I would say like LGBTQ community would be like, I don't believe in that, you know, or even give it a chance. You know what I'm saying?
But even in every, if you notice every movement, everybody's not going to think the same within the movement. Whether it was the suffrage movement, everybody didn't think the same. Mm-hmm. Whether it, because, you know, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Caton Stanton, you know, they had different ideas. Frederick Douglass and W.E.B. Du Bois had different ideas within those, you know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King and Malcolm X had different within the civil rights movement. So everybody doesn't necessarily have to think the same just because you're in the same community, because everybody's straight, you know what I'm saying? So
you're right.
Maybe I see it like this and you see it like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But long as we are fighting towards the common goal, and as long as the common goal does not change, then okay. But how we get there for everybody else might be to each his own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But long as we're so in a community, long as we're fighting towards equality, then that's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So maybe I don't believe in pro, because that's where people to me mess up. You get caught up in the small stuff.
You do.
So it doesn't matter if I don't believe in the pronoun, if I still mm-hmm. want all of us to have equality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So in movement sometimes, and even religion, we get caught up in the small aspects, and that's what brings dissension into the group, and then you fuck up the whole common goal because you focused on something kind of small.
You're right.
Within the group, you know what I'm saying? Because if we're not pushing towards the common goal, then we got a problem.
And that's what people I think get messed up, and that's where you're right. Like, everyone's like, oh, you know, this is what I believe in, but like, you know what, keep it pushing.
Keep it, like, as long as the same goal is to do this, then everybody, because everybody doesn't have the same struggle within the fight, you know what I'm saying? So your struggle is going to be different from, you know, Johannes, because everybody's is not the same. You know what I'm saying? My struggle is going to be different from an African-American person that grew up on crack. My parents was on crack because my parents was on crack. Or somebody who grew up in the suburbs. I didn't grow up in the suburbs. So everybody's, so we all going to think differently. But as long as we all want the same end goal, then, you know, then I'm okay with it. But I think sometimes we have to let people have their own school of thought.
You're right. Jeffree Star, shut your fucking mouth.
Okay? Literally. Literally. I'm over here just letting a negrita speak.
Did we eat lamb earlier?
No.
What was steak. That? Was that steak? Chicken?
Steak.
So we were talking about Indiana earlier. Indiana Zoo is having one of their little zookeepers stealing pygmy goats out of the petting zoo.
Can't believe it.
We just ate one earlier, apparently. But...
and it was so good.
It was really good. Yeah. They're stealing from the petting zoo. They're cooking them and eating them, and they're finding out this person's doing this. So I'm full support of it.
The question is why? Because my thing is, if he hungry, that's the thing. Why this man is he hungry? If he ain't got no money, that feels like y'all not paying him enough. To be able to go home and eat every day.
He can't even eat lamb chops.
So he gotta go home. So instead of stealing pins and sticky notes, he gonna take some.
That's right.
A goat. He gonna take the meat home. You know what I'm saying? So the question is, how much are you paying this man? Are you paying
him? You're right.
A living wage. So you know, a lot of times in America, it's like you make enough to do this, but on paper, you don't make enough for a bridge card or to get a food card.
No.
And so if you gotta go steal a goat to go get you some little chop chops to get some lean meat.
How do you even get to that point? How do you even walk out of your job with a goat in your hand?
Same way you walk out with pants or toilet tissue. You're just gonna leave out of here.
This man is clearly a white man.
All I'm saying is, if you think about it, if he take the goat, it's already clean, it's fed, I'ma cook it, I'ma eat it, then that way I'm eating lean meat, so maybe I won't have heart disease, so that way I ain't
so
got
much
to be
work,
in
though.
School,
you, gotta kill
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
That's he goes meat, home, though. He kill it.
Kill it. Kill
he was
it.
Like, can't get my meat from Ohio like anymore, I gotta
goat?
Steal this fucking
like,
baby goat.
Like,
wouldn't
you want like a real lamb? Like, you want some pygmy goat. You could go to the zoo and pick out a pygmy goat. Like, this
that
is some
but
good.
That's the goat that's being taken care of. That bitch is being treated real good.
It's like, that's some good
that's
meat.
A good, that's a high-class hoe right
I'm
there.
I'm
out here eating meat that's out here being trafficked.
I'm
you eating trafficked-ass chicken? That chicken that chicken.
They're getting trafficked.
No, you eating a trafficked-ass chicken. And that's why the chicken tough, because it's been through stress and trafficking, and it's tagged. And that's why you got to marinate it for 12 hours so you can get that pain off of it to make it edible.
Do you marinate the pain off the chicken?
You got to marinate the pain off the chicken to make it edible.
That's right. That's right.
That's all I'm saying. So that man got a pain-free goat to eat. Mm-hmm. They did. 90% lean and 10% fat. Then go for it, man.
Marinated.
Go for it, my man. Marinated in love.
Nah, marinated in holy water and salt.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
some, you know what I'm saying?
Get the extra
respect
out
on that goat.
I wonder if he's cooking it real good.
He,
like,
hell yeah. Or he put some zip sauce on it. You put it with garlic butter. Garlic butter. Hey, call me over. You put
garlic butter.
It's probably
good. It's probably
he's
really
like
good.
He's like petting it, thanking it. Listen, you know, thanking the
he
earth
and shit.
And
they're singing to like, I'm be fresh as hell while the tree is watching. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I just feel like there's so... I think it's so weird annoying. That people like go and do that. I feel like it's like an alternative motive. Like, you could go buy meat at the store any day of the fucking week. You're gonna go out of your way to go to the job you work at and kill this animal.
But why not though?
I get it.
Why not?
But
I'm just
like,
happy he's taking them home and eating them and not fucking them.
That's all I'm saying.
He probably is doing it all.
You think?
But that's fresh. Yeah. It's farm to table. Okay. So it's work to the crib.
It's one way to season them.
You know what I'm saying? It's work to the crib. It's like take your work home with you.
You're right.
Yeah.
I see all positives.
Have you guys watched any... Do you watch Netflix? Are you on Netflix? I'm really not. But, you know, have you seen...
What do you watch instead?
Reality TV, baby.
Oh, yeah,
you know me, I'm trash.
They don't have any reality TV on Netflix? I thought they did.
They do, but not the good stuff.
Oh, okay.
I want, like, Flavor of Love. I want, like, 2000.
Oh, Flavor. So, Tubi. Yeah. We talked about this, right?
Tubi! Mm-hmm. Love you, Tubi. Promote me, please. There's just been so many people, I feel like, dying after all of these promoted shows. Like, Dahmer. Everyone's, like, super into this serial killer lifestyle. And back of the goats. You know what I mean? Everyone wants to, like, kill something.
White people.
It's crazy fucking white people.
It's
exactly.
White people. Mm-hmm. This is white
it
people
is.
Shit.
It totally is.
This is white people shit. Okay.
You know, I've had...
Because famous black people get away with it. Shout out OJ.
He was our hero. Y'all don't even know. OJ was
shout
our hero.
OJ.
You want to talk about Black History Month? OJ was our hero. He killed a white bitch
woman.
And got away with it.
A blonde
and
one
drove
too.
Off on it.
Damn.
Hey, man, OJ, you are a hero. And a black man got you off?
Yep.
OJ. You are a hero. Johnny Cochran, RIP, we love you.
Killed it.
You know what I'm saying? You was the first to break walls before President Obama. It was you, OJ. You know what I'm saying?
He put that glove on. It was like watching a Super Bowl game.
He said, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit. I said, damn, Johnny. Johnny is a slick motherfucker. Johnny Cochran, bless your soul,
Johnny.
Do you
think OJ killed her?
And then the Kardashians were born.
Did OJ kill her? Did OJ kill her?
He knew something about it.
Or did he have someone kill her?
He was in it. He was somewhere in it. He ain't innocent.
He knew something about it.
He ain't innocent. He's somewhere in there. But did he have a capability to do it? Fuck yeah. He was the juice.
He had a good lawyer.
He had a damn good defense team. That's what
he did.
Like, I'm going to tell you, when I watched the OJ trial, that's when I wanted to be a lawyer.
Wasn't it Robert Kardashian?
It was Kardashian. Here's the thing. It was like a haunted trial because it was like Robert Kardashian had a heart attack. Johnny Cochran got cancer, but it was like Kardashian. It like now that we know what we know now, like the Kardashian daddy would have been on the scene first because he lived down the street, pulled up, he had all the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
100%.
Like now that we know what it is now and we can read through the lines, but as a kid, it was like, think about it. After all of history, we deserve a win. And I'm sorry, we deserve a win. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, for Emmett Till. We did it for Emmett Till. We did that for Emmett Till. That boy was 14.
We'll
we
give
did
it to
for
you.
E.
We'll give it to you.
We'll give it to you, baby.
E.T., we did that for you.
Yep, look at you.
We did that for
you,
E.T.
What is that? Now, what side is that?
I mean, that was the E.
That's
supposed to be E for Emmett Till.
Oh, East Side.
No. For Emmett Till. I was doing this for Emmett Till. No, like East Side.
Stella doesn't know
a,
shit about
East
history or gangs or nothing.
I don't
want
to throw it up because they're going to get mad at me.
No, yeah, no, that's this for Emmett Till. I clearly
you
said this
you
for
want.
Emmett Till. You know what I'm saying? It's the E for Emmett Till. So we needed this one.
This girl with face
I'm
tattoos.
Shit happens.
In England.
People die every day, B.
They do.
White bitches die. Shit happens.
And they be asking for
white bitches do die all
and
the time.
And they be asking for
you're right.
Yeah. Like
you're
that Lifetime right. movie where the girl went out and she got in the car with this man that she met after a month, and they went on like a cause crunchy thing, and he killed her like 2 weeks in. How irritating was
you talking about the girl that just died in the mountains?
Gabby Petito? Yeah, what? Yeah, her. Whatever.
Yeah.
How irritating was you that you killed 2 weeks into the vacation?
How pissed would you be if a man named Brian killed you?
Yeah, the Brian Koberger, like, the Idaho, the college murderer guy. It's always a fucking Brian.
How irritating are you? Is the question.
You're right.
2 weeks in, this man got pussy going all across the road with him. That means you was running your mouth so much that he says, you know what? I'm just going to blunt force trauma you in the head to get you to stop talking.
Yep.
Bitch, you was irritating. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, true. I want to hear Sixpence. Kiss me. Oh my gosh. Kiss me beneath the dreaming dream lights.
What song?
Ring, ring from She's All That. You take the train marked on your father's map. Oh, kiss me.
Yeah. Oh, song.
Kiss me. Beneath the twilight.
That's good. That's good. No, but now I know it. Now yeah, I know you're talking about.
But that
about.
Was my stance on.
Clearly, we don't know
whatever
it.
Whatever it is you was about to say. White bitches be getting killed all the time because they be asking for her sometimes because they get in the car with strange men.
Asking for supposed too to. Much. Asking for too much. That's what it is. Yep.
Yeah. White bitch is always asking for too much. And, and I am definitely that white bitch asking for too much in life.
Doing too much.
Yeah.
Doing too much.
But what are you talking about on the road trip?
I've been telling you. I
want to know what you want to talk about on the road trip.
On the what?
Say you and a man that you just met a couple weeks ago are going on a road trip. What are you asking him in the car? Now.
What you talking about?
Well.
You ain't saying shit. You got a dick in your mouth.
It's that. I'm also, you know what? It's a lot of talk. I don't know. See, when I meet men, they have this, I think, perspective of me. They're like, oh, she's going to be this fucking whore. Like, she's going to, like, whore it up. You know what I mean? But me, I'm, like, a comic at heart. I'm an undiagnosed comic, I like to say. Like, I'm just, to be funny with it. Like, let's, you know, you're with a chick with a fucking dick right now. Like, let's have a good time. Like, let's joke about it. And a lot of men, like, I feel like if I was on a road trip.
I'm so happy that you feel comfortable with joking about that.
Oh, my God. I am so comfortable with my sexuality and who I am and what
Amen,
I like.
Hallelujah.
I am
That's right.
The least offended person. I mean, listen, if you're a fucking bitch, we go fight. But at the same time, a lot doesn't faze me. So to go on a road trip with a man, have a conversation for 2 hours, a girl could dream. Usually I don't get that long.
Question is, do you want to talk to a man for 2 hours?
Absolutely not.
That's the question.
I mean,
that's
honestly. Exactly what
it's like 30-minute intervals. We're going to talk for 30. You're going to hold my hand for 10. We're going to cut this music off for an hour.
Right.
And then we're going to recycle.
It's going to, but every time, the thing is, if I'm going to be that dumb white bitch, if I go on that road trip with that man, he's probably going to fucking kill my ass in the woods.
Don't do it.
You think so?
I've talked about this story before. The guy at the Glock 9 in the woods in Lansing. I met with a guy one time. He's like, I'm going to get this big Airbnb. We're going to fuck in the whole fucking place and do all this crazy shit, which we did, but hold on. I didn't know who this man was. A 6'5" white guy, all country. I'm like, we're going to try something new today. I pull up this destination an hour from my house. It's a gate. He buzzed me in the gate. It's a mile long drive. It's like 13 acre Winnie the fucking Pooh.
You told this story on the Bible
sex
Bible Q&A.
Let me say it again.
I'm going to whoop your ass.
I'm going to say it again.
Because I got to know the story. Because I'm at the end. So
I pull up to the gate of the house that he got the Airbnb.
Made the same Winnie the Pooh joke and everything.
It's another mile long drive. So I'm like, oh, this motherfucker could try and kill me. Like, he picked a house far back. Like, he didn't want no one to hear me. So I pull up. He's sitting outside. He's got a cigarette in his mouth. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, this is sexy. He's like, you want to shoot? And I'm like, what? He's like, you want to shoot a gun? Like, you want to, like, go shoot some targets out here? Because we're in the fucking butt-fuck country. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm good on that one. I've never in my life been so scared. We hooked up, whatever, and he went outside after we had sex, and he went and shot that goddamn gun. Like, a bunch of times. He was, like, practicing. And I was like, getting your anger out? Like, what the fuck is going on? And that's when I thought, I'm going to die tonight. Like, he's thinking everything twice.
Oh, no, you aren't going to die, Stella. Because let me tell you something. I am like Karen from Goodfellas. She said, most of my friends would be a little squeamish and be upset, but what would you do if a man gave you a gun? Kind of turned me on.
It did.
Watch for Cameron Goodfellas. Did. He wasn't going to kill you. He just wanted to show, like, baby, this is what I can do. I can protect you.
He really did.
The wrong way.
A whole Glock 9. Because
I would have been in there like, you want me to clean that for you?
No, he said, he's like, load it for me. Hell he's
yeah.
like, load it.
I'm oh,
like,
yeah, you missed all the cues.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you was in all day. He was letting you know, like, you my bitch. The one that never snitched.
He's like, load it up for me. He's like, let's go shoot outside real quick.
I would have loaded that bitch a lot.
Right. Literally.
Well, I picked it up and I kind of like looked at it.
Don't
funny.
Be no bitch, though.
No, I was.
Look at
I
me.
Was.
Don't be no bitch, dude.
I picked it up and I kind of looked at it and I was like, I don't know what the fuck you want me to do with this. And like he saw and he loaded it for me. But that is what a story that I thought my dumbass was gonna fucking die. Mm-mm. He's like, here go stand.
You should tell me that one first. I would have told you read it all wrong. That's why y'all need me. Well, anybody else got questions? Because you know I've been getting everybody together all week. Anybody else on the Buzz podcast? Chime in. I've been getting everybody together all week. What you need?
Auntie got you. You know what I'm saying? Podcast.
I'm dropping off care packages for young niggas. You know this is what I'm doing.
Wait, you here. Should be on MILF Manor.
I should.
It's a new reality show. TLC. I was telling Johanna. I put in our
elf,
topics.
I'm an aunt.
I was about to say you ain't got no kids.
Yeah, I'm an auntie. You want to fuck.
Except for your unadopted ones. Like
you got
to
be on MILF yeah, Manor.
Yeah. Like, y'all my unadopted kids, and then I got
100%.
My, I got
Melanie
my
pulled
sons.
Up on me last night.
Who?
Melanie pulled up on me last night.
I did.
She really did.
And
she
I got said, my sons that
she
like
said,
to suck
you
my
is
titties.
Smart.
You is kind.
You is kind.
You is beautiful. You is everything.
You is important.
I love you. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's great.
I did.
She really did. She really did.
I'm going to pull up on you, friend.
And then
just
she
so
said, fuck anybody who doesn't believe it.
Well, that's what, you know what? That's a good friend right there.
That is a good friend. She's going to tell you what's friend.
Up. I'm going to pull up on her.
Melanie's got spidey senses though. She'd just be pulling up on me and
she's
like
you need
and
to
I'm
hear
like,
this.
How'd you know I was sad?
I'd be feeling it.
The
Holy
be
Spirit.
It.
The Holy Spirit.
Like, Lord ain't real.
She's only
the Holy
about
Spirit,
10 minutes up
me.
The way, but she can feel it.
I say call Johanna.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go roll up on Johanna. Because I feel
of,
it.
Speaking of Holy Spirit, hold on.
Amen. Hallelujah and salute.
I got to pay my tithes when I get done.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. You gotta pay your what?
My tabs. When I get done.
Your tabs?
Tithes and offering. I made money. I got to pay my 10% back to the Lord.
Oh.
He blessed me. I bless him back.
She got to pay her tabs on her car.
I'm over here like, what tab, bitch? You think we're charging you for the Peruvian food?
Oh, no.
I got to pay my tab.
Which was delicious.
I got to pay my tab before I get out of here.
I've had Peruvian food for the first time in my life today, and I am so happy.
Over the moon,
so
baby.
So ecstatic. Over the moon.
Listen, I got some cousins you can fucking marry for some money. I'm
say
not even
less.
Fucking around, bitch.
Say less.
He's
I've
cute,
been trying.
Too.
I've been say trying. Less. Me and Melanie are getting married
in the
family. You've
been trying? I got two.
I got good white teeth. Say
I'm not
less.
Even joking.
Oh,
good
your,
white teeth.
I think your mama
good
told me how they
folk,
feel about
baby.
Negritos.
Negritas.
Negritas. Okay. It's the greeter part. Oh, like a greeter at church. Nigga greeters. Okay.
Like,
nigga greeters. Negrita. Okay. Got it. Nigga greeters at church.
Like margarita. You know the word margarita.
Okay. Negrita. Okay.
There you go.
You said
like
margarita.
Margarita.
Nigga greeters at church.
Negritas. I'm like, I know though.
Cause
I've been, you know, I've
now
never been
it.
With anybody like Hispanic at all.
You've been the white man though.
I've been with the white man. I'm tired of the white man. Let me
please
go
date someone.
White
come
man
and
African.
Wife up.
That's
Melanie
one of the first
Hearn.
Things I said
she
to you.
She don't need it. But
when
she
we
would,
first started hanging out, you told me that. You're like, I've never been with a brown man. And
I've
I said,
not.
You've never been with a brown man?
Indian. I'm, yeah. But
okay.
But not like
okay.
That's a whole other shade of brown, baby.
That's
a whole.
That brown.
That's a whole scent of.
Melanie, you've never
scent,
been
honey.
With a black man.
Yeah.
You've been with a black man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been
okay.
with a like brown.
Yeah, what do you
like,
mean? Has she been with
like
a black man?
Well, she
man.
Said Indian, so I thought.
Not with an Indian man.
That's
like
where, as far as we're going.
Like Bengali.
You think Melanie's only fucked white dudes? Did you
yes.
for a second think
fuck
that about her?
No.
Not in like a bitchy way, but in like a funny way. Like fuck yeah, she would.
Yeah,
Listen, this is my first. Listen, no,
little
I been,
rodeo.
This yeah. ain't her first rodeo.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been. You know, I've been militant.
Now, see, I feel like some white guys are good in the bed. Some black guys are good in the bed. Some foreign guys are pretty good in the bed. Now,
True.
At the end of the day, what do you pick? What do you choose?
You know what I'm saying? The difference is between, and I would say probably more brown people, especially Hispanic people that use their hips. I don't care if you got a whatever, how big or strong. It does not matter. The brown people know how to use their hips.
Period.
That is true.
And that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else do not use hips. Everybody mm-hmm. else is like, it's yep. the hips. That makes you. All the difference in the world. The hips mm-hmm. and the passion make all the fucking difference in the world.
You're right. I agree with you on that.
Like, that mm-hmm. makes all the difference in the world.
Do you know that I was with my first white guy about a year ago?
Really?
I never fucked a white guy. Wow, look at that.
You know what? Beforehand, I they didn't like me.
They didn't like me, Melanie.
Really?
For real.
I thought they would have loved you.
No, I mean, like, now I feel like they do a little bit more, but, like, back then, they did not.
But you know what? I feel like now mm-mm. they're coming out to steal because the Karens are showing their ass. Of me. I think the Karens are showing their ass now. They're just tired.
Were you? Did you say you... Wait, what? You always fucked black guys?
In my life, I only was with black men. Yeah, and not because, like, that's something I, like, sexually wanted. Yeah, your ex-boyfriend's
black,
isn't
he? It
was because I felt like they could handle me better.
That's good. No, that's...
Not
that's,
even, like...
On my end, that's good to know. Not, like, in, oh,
not in a sexual
oh,
way.
Oh, that's what you motherfuckers been on. That's what you niggas... That's why I don't need me and I got out of prison. Because I know what you been on. That's why I do not... I'm just curious. Did any of them have prison records?
Listen, well, actually, two of them did. They didn't have a lot of options.
Two of them actually
prison,
did. I'm not kidding.
I know what I know. How long did they do?
Well, one guy was in there for like probably like 6 years.
I'm obsessed
years.
With okay. this right
that's
now.
That's why I told you I don't do anybody over 5. And go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is when
and
I
then if you've been in jail and you fuck with, mm-hmm. and you do all that. And you've been in jail under 5 years, then you was who you was before you got here.
Is it a jail thing? Do you think that men come out of jail gay?
No, I think you was who you was before you got there.
But when you in there for such a long time.
But don't you think there's a point of desperation?
Yeah.
You would. So you was who you was before you got there.
But that's why sexuality is on a spectrum, Melanie, because, you know, you can flip a switch. Like
a guy's like, he see me up in there.
Here's the thing. That's what I'm saying. You was who you was before you got there. The desire was always there.
True.
But
that
the
is
circumstances
true.
Bought it out. That's what I'm saying. You was who you was before you got there. Because if I don't like something, then I just don't like it.
That is true.
Even if I try it, I just don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I'm willing to like it, then that means you was who you was before you got there. Don't let the circumstances be the reason why you got there. Motherfucker, you was already there.
Sure.
Motherfucker, you was already
I don't know.
Gay.
I'm very, like, I gotta play devil's advocate a little bit because it's like, think about it. You're there for a long ass time, like 10 plus years or something, right? And like,
it's like
you know,
little gay boy in a corner, fat ass.
A butthole is a butthole. You know what I mean?
Again. It's the difference between a wet wall and a dry wall.
Drywalling
and wet walling is different.
I think there's also a difference between sucking a whole ass dick and fucking a butthole. You know
again,
what I'm saying?
You was who you was when you got there. That's all I'm saying. Here's the thing.
I'm listening.
Even if I was
I'm getting canceled by gay men after
I'm
this
just saying,
here episode.
Go, here we go.
Yeah.
It's some shit.
Wet wall, dry wall.
Wet wall, dry wall.
Christopher Chaney is gonna be messaging
it's
me tomorrow.
Shit. You're not
we're
changing my mind on. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I get it.
I didn't try. Like, I'm gonna tell you, my failed threesome was because I tried, and then I touched a bitch hair, and I was like, nope. It ain't for me. The hair is too soft, and I stopped. And I was like, just saying, I tried it.
Would you do a threesome again?
Nope.
Nope.
Because I just figured out it wasn't for me.
Yeah,
I tried it once.
But you were some old ass people.
But you know what? She wasn't a bad old bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
well,
I was like,
okay.
But you know what? It wasn't even her age. It was the hair texture. It was touching this soft lady's conditioned hair.
She Caucasian.
Yeah.
No, I just don't like soft hair. Let me touch a fade.
Did she have a weave in?
Let me touch a fade.
No, I need to touch a fade.
Okay, you need a fade. Okay, well, there's plenty of lesbians with fades. Because
I knew,
bitch.
I was like, you know what I'm saying?
There's plenty of
true.
Lesbians
there's
with fades.
Fade. There are.
So I'm going through my...
What
so
about
then,
a trans man?
That like got the dick in the...
No, they don't
trans.
Have...
Like...
Wait a minute. That trans all the way over?
Trans men don't have the dick, but they got everything else.
Well, you some trans men do have dicks.
They do have a dick. They
well,
do.
Some men do. You have a dick. You're a eunuch.
I'm just saying, if you need to touch a fade, bitch, maybe you need to try a trans man.
It was so many other different. That's true. You know,
sure,
saying,
sure, sure, sure.
It was
sure.
So many, you know,
but
like,
it was step number one that you were like, that's one. It.
And here's the thing. I like testosterone. I like the bullshit that comes with.
See, why do we like that so much?
Before you die, you better fuck a trans man.
I'm like,
before you die, bitch. Because if you like testosterone, guess what? They're chock full of it. They're chock full of it, okay?
I feel like
putting it right in their veins, honey.
What's so crazy is that I always tell Johanna's story. Before I transitioned, I was with a trans man for a while.
Mm.
I was. And I mm-hmm. met him. I didn't know until later on, until we was actually getting it on. I was like, oh, surprise, see? Surprise. Did I care? No.
Which means was it new that for there's me? Not a big difference between a grower and a trans man.
It isn't.
Period.
There is no difference.
There's no difference.
And that's why I tell people all the time, and I tell men this. I went to an after hours a couple days ago. I got dragged there unwillingly. And when I'm always...
Yeah, right, bitch.
No.
You were warming up the car.
So there's this...
I'm so sick of this.
Listen, there's an after hours in Detroit that I've been going to probably since
you were 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could not even be an age to get in there. But I know people, so they let me in. And this is the place you want to find a sugar daddy. He go be up in there. You want to find some. You want to like. You need something. It's gonna mm-hmm. be in there. Mm-hmm. But also, you want to have a good time. It's gonna be in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I fucking go up in there the other night. I get dragged up, and there are so many men that didn't know I was trans. Which was I'm like great, love it. Because when you go on these after hours, you can't bring a phone. You can't. You come empty-handed. You go in there.
Did
what
you go to
you
the
got.
One in the Brooklyn Apartments?
No, Brush Street in Detroit, right by.
I think that might be the same.
Probably
one.
Same. It's in a basement. It's in a whole.
Oh,
basement.
It's in a basement. Never mind.
It's got balloons.
The one
got,
I'm talking
it's
about
got
is
everything
upstairs.
You fucking want. But these men were so like. They're like, I don't like men. I don't like this. I'm like that. But they were so into me. They were just buying me anything I wanted. Whatever, all this bullshit.
Here's and the thing, the fact that they kept saying to you that I'm not into me, it makes me think,
no,
why would you say that?
No, you're right. You're right. And that's what I'm saying. And I said,
why would they say that?
And I sit back and I'm like, okay, I'm not a man, but are you into trans though?
And that's what they're trying. They don't know how to explain
and they don't know
what it is.
And that's
but
what
it's
I mean.
Like, no,
they're
see,
into it. They're not like not mm-hmm. down for it.
God,
men are down for all that shit.
Stupid, bro.
But they don't want to be like, oh, I'm gay.
Flat out.
They don't want to be gay.
That's my thing.
But it ain't gay, but it's not
so
gay. That's
but
the
that's
thing.
My thing with a lot of... So, like, in the black community, because a lot of this stuff is taboo,
mm-hmm.
I feel like with white men, they don't say shit because it's money on the floor, we built a family, and I don't want to be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Or, you know, and then with black men, it's like... Oh, I like that shit, but I don't want to be tough. Because I know so many dudes, like, black men are literally... And I think a lot of it, like you said, some of it... I'm going to be honest. A lot of it came from, to me, jail culture.
Yeah.
So coming out of jail culture...
Wasn't it from... not to be like this, but wasn't it from slavery as well? Like, back in the day and stuff? Like, being like...
I'm going
to
say it was
my black friend told me, she's like, black men have a hard time, I feel like, with gay culture a lot as well.
Because they were raped.
Because they were raped, and they did have a lot of trauma from that, and mm-hmm. that is what you're educated on. It is wrong, and it is mm-hmm. fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yes
and not
no.
Not all, but...
So, I would say to that end would be, that's where the hypersexualism came in.
Mm-hmm.
The taboo is the Christianity part. It's the big mama them, and you fighting with that part of what you think you know is right, and that's the part you fighting with. That's that part. As far as the institutionalism of black men being in jail and mm-hmm. all that stuff, you do get a lot of black men that's coming out because men, like, first of all, and even you know, like, men enter relationships different than women.
They do.
Our intimacy level is different. Intimacy for us is...
Who are you telling?
Sorry.
Who are you telling?
I'm just saying. So that just kind of explains that intimacy for us is going to be how you spend time with me. It's not what you do in the bedroom. So if you look at even a men and... First of all, it was a... Look at odds between Orange is the New Black. Those were two fucking different shows.
True.
Mm-hmm. One was more animalistic, like Oz, and one was a little softer, like Orange is the New Black. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which lets you know what the culture is inside. So if I met somebody in here and I love on them and we love and stuff like that, then I'm going to carry that same attitude when I get out of prison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But society does not let me be that way.
That is mm-hmm. true.
So now that's why you go to the after hours and you find people, I ain't on that gay shit, but... Hey man, you know what I'm saying? And
that's but you fine.
But you are, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'll fuck with you. And that's where, because I know a lot of people that I know that's just, that's, you know, well, as they guy, say, the down low and all that shit.
I had a guy come up to me. I had this white boy, my age, like early 20s. He's like, hey baby, like, what do you want? Well, this and that up in there. It's like trying to hand me, you know, drugs and everything. And I, before I could even speak, he heard me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, get the fuck. And he don't know, but like, I know everybody in this motherfucker. Like, I can get you kicked out in 5 fucking minutes. Like, I'm very protected and well-respected there, which is, I don't know how I got to that point, but I did. Good service, being a good person.
Good
like,
head.
Just a good head. Like, they see how I move, mm-hmm. and they respect that. And so, when I go in this after-hours place and someone disrespects me, like, or tries to, I, like, I'm not like the bitch, like, oh, I know someone in here. Right. But this weekend... I had some people really like disrespect the fuck out of me, like, oh, you this, you that, you a man, like you know, you trying to like trick me or something like that. And I was like, I'm get the fuck out of here, and I got him kicked the fuck out. Like, you're not gonna be attracted to me and be like, oh, you're a hot ass bitch, but like, I'm not into you. Like, I don't support your lifestyle. Like, I have had men match with me on Bumble or Tinder or Grindr or the mm-hmm. fucking gay ass shit they own. And they'd be like, oh, well, I don't agree with your lifestyle. Like, I pray for you. Like, you need help. Like, in your dysphoria or something like that. Like, you took the time out of your day to match with me on a dating app.
And then tell me just to
tell
me
that. And that's for all you little pussy assholes out there.
Just so you know, like, don't it's take that weird. As a reflection. Those no. are people fighting with they self.
And that's...
Yeah. They didn't fight and with you. They smart. Fight with they self.
And that's what this... And you're so right about that, Melanie, because that's how I look at it. When people are that defensive...
That's a whole lot of projection.
Defensive projection
yep.
and disrespect.
Because you fought with yourself and then you figured it out.
I know.
And they're jealous about that shit. I am friends
with every straight motherfucking man you fucking know. And I'm not going to suck their dick and they're not going to suck mine. But they respect me.
Just at me next time.
And they'll never make... Like, I just know so many straight guys. I'm like, I know you like pussy. Like, I might even go... Even if you didn't...
Can't you introduce me to a couple?
I definitely will. You just meet the
men. Your cousins, I mean,
be in that community. There you
go. Full yeah. roster.
Full roster.
Melanie Hearn.
Melanie, I actually do have some men for you.
Full roster.
I got 2 years. I want to have a baby in 2 years, so I want to have a baby.
You should date my uncle.
You don't have a baby?
I want to have a baby.
She needs to
You
date.
Really want to have a baby?
I want to have a baby.
Yes!
Y'all never knew that?
You like, and Stella both want to have a baby.
I want a baby so
Stella
bad.
Stella be asking me on the daily.
Melanie, y'all want a baby know. Together?
Yeah, Melanie would Stella's be a soccer mom. Fuck
me. We have a little interracial baby.
I'm not going to take care of that baby. You better run after that baby. Because I'm a career. That's why I want somebody here. You better run after that baby. That's why I need somebody.
Because it's half white.
That's right.
I ain't got time.
But Melanie, that's our baby.
Right, but I'm on the road.
Melanie, would you have a mixed baby?
She would have a mixed baby.
With these white men?
I would have a mixed baby.
I don't know, you would have.
I would have. I would have.
We gotta bleep that name out.
I mean, I would have.
He's not deserve. He don't deserve the name to be out there.
I would have had this cokehead baby. a wealthy cokehead baby. I would have had.
Better said, bro. Better said.
I That's always so fucking sit there. Funny. My mom used to bribe my friends.
It's not too late. We still fuck. You know, my.
You are not. I'm not gonna
have a baby with him.
My mom used to bribe my friends back in the day to have my baby.
He don't deserve my womb.
You're beautiful. Fucking.
He don't deserve my womb.
Your baby. Room, baby.
No, fuck that. No way. You're gonna have some cute kids, Melanie. I'm excited for you now.
Ooh, Melanie, she will make a baby. We had a good baby.
Let's go.
It'd be cute.
Yo, isn't he so cute?
It'd
oh
be,
my god.
No, it would be half
clip
black,
it. That's
half
good.
Mexican and half white.
Oh yeah.
There'd be something white.
With the curliest ass hair.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember, have you seen Bruno?
It'd be cute.
We don't talk about Mars? Bruno.
Not that one.
No,
Bruno.
Okay. I was going to say, he's a little mixed up, isn't he?
He had the big little black baby. Baby OJ.
Bruno Mars? No, not Bruno Mars.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Bruno yeah. the movie.
Oh, who had a baby?
That one, like, gay guy, the British, like, he was like,
I'm all like Bruno Mars. His name, Bruno the show?
Oh my God, you guys, as comics, would die Bruno if you the saw dog? This fucking movie. He had a baby, he stole a black baby from a lady, and he named it Baby OJ.
The movie is called Bruno.
Stop. We're pulling it up right now because this is very important.
Okay, we'll pull
Black
it History up.
Month, I'm gonna tell you the coolest thing about being a black woman. Okay.
Yes,
we can have
absolutely nothing.
Any kind. We can have any baby we want to have.
Oh yeah, for
we
real.
Can produce any kind of child we want to have.
You really could.
Mm-hmm. We really
sense.
Can.
Yeah.
Like. If we want,
you're right.
Like, if I had a baby with an Asian man, that baby can
please,
legit come out.
Will you please
out
have
Asian.
A Blasian baby?
A Blasian, okay.
This
Blasians
one.
Are the cutest.
Bruno,
man.
That's him.
Oh, that Bruno.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Da 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 da. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I can do a Blasian.
The my wife guy. Yes, bitch.
I can do a Blasian.
I'm telling you, it'd be so cute.
But the little Indian man I was in love with, I lost to an arranged marriage. That was a whole other thing.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
See him and baby OJ.
Why do you like toxic, awful men?
What? I didn't know he was an arranged
Asian
marriage.
Man. I didn't know that guy either.
Did you say
I know
an
who
Asian
that guy
man?
Is. I know who that is.
But I didn't know.
Did you say an
nah,
Asian man?
He's asshole.
Okay, so,
yes,
let, me, okay, so let me tell you something about me.
Let's go.
I am a safe space for crazy.
Ugh,
so
same.
The people that... the world see as assholes, they don't treat me this way. These are the same people that run my bath
water,
oh,
shit, my mic
run
is off.
My feet.
My mic is fucking off.
You're joking and I hate you. It's
no, I'm
not
kidding,
funny.
I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
Like,
it's
these
not
are funny. The people that bring me flout. Like, these are men that are the sweetest fucking people buying me random gifts for no reason.
Yeah.
Because they saw and they thought about me. Like, these are...
Bro,
but I don't know why to the world they present
as assholes.
I have
that effect
asshole.
On people, too.
Like, but,
I get, yeah, I get it.
I don't know why, but to me, they are
yeah,
so sweet.
But
what
to me, where are they now?
Exactly.
Where are they now, Melanie? Where are they
you're
now?
Right, you're right. You're
okay.
right.
Okay.
You're right.
An asshole is an asshole is
you're
an
right,
asshole.
You're right. You're right.
Don't matter how
I'm
long
learning.
You tenderize that meat, baby.
You're right.
Okay.
Do
still
not
tough.
Ever. Right. Can we right. all say it together? And this is for the pod. Marissa, clip this because we're bad fucking bitches. All my girls out there, you got a fucking bum at home. Dump him.
Dump
you want
him.
Better in your life? Dump him.
Ooh.
What do we not do in this fucking house? We don't settle for less. Let's all say it.
Damn.
We don't settle for less. For $19.99, we do not
settle
for
less.
Less. Okay.
And you know what? You can't rap, bitch.
Bitch. And I will mail you the shirts in the mail. You know what I'm saying? I will mail you the shirt in the mail. If you see me in person, it's $25. But if you want in the mail, it's $30. You know what I'm saying?
It's like
your Venmo Cash App. All that.
Before we get out of here, I want to know where people can find you. We're gonna do one more question after Melanie drops her dates.
Okay.
But this is very important because Melanie is blowing the fuck
she
up
really
right
is.
Now. Let me tell you guys a story. I just did Traverse City Comedy Festival with this bitch, okay? And I am her fucking friend, like for real, actual friend. So I came to watch her show, even though I wasn't on the lineup.
She kills it.
And
kills
I was sitting it. At the bar watching Melanie do the da-da-da. Who did I see in the audience? Maria Bamford and Jackie Cation. Melanie gets off stage after fucking absolutely murdering. She had one of the best sets of the entire festival, I will admit. And I go, Melanie, Maria, and Jackie are in the audience. Da, da, da. This bitch plays it all cool. She's like, yeah, that's cool, whatever. You know, let me put my earplugs back and let me sip my margarita again. Like, whatever the fuck you were doing. Unbeknownst to any of us, Maria hit you up, what, the next day?
Next time.
Maria Bamford herself, an absolute comedy legend. If you know, if you're listening and you know anything about stand-up, you know that Maria Bamford is a goat in our craft. She asked Melanie Hearn to open for her. Feature. Not just open, not host, not open.
Feature.
For her at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. And from that gig, now Melanie has her first headliner weekend at
I'm
Mark
so
Ridley's Comedy
Thank
Castle,
you.
Where she started stand-up.
I want to cry for
8
you.
Years ago.
Thank you.
Okay, we've
cry
been
too.
Crying. We already cried.
I love
we've been
her
crying.
So much. I
Thank
live
you.
For
especially
Melanie.
Especially
because
I'm going to feature for that bitch that weekend.
And my
Hello.
Friend is featuring.
December.
Because that's what we do.
That's right.
And I have the weekend of one of the busiest weekends
mm-hmm.
in comedy the week before Christmas. December 21st.
Okay.
Christmas. 21st. Christmas.
We got excited. We got excited. We lost our R's. That's okay. Christmas. We don't need them anyway.
Bizarre,
not
baby.
During
we
Black History Month. We can't be using no R's.
To the 23rd.
No R's in February.
Ain't no R's in February. Ain't no R's. About what? And I will be there December 21st through the 23rd.
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. We're so fucking innovative.
Yeah, we're very funny.
With Kevin Johnson. It's Kev and Johanna Madrana, which I'm very proud of, who is a showrunner, show producer, and just an all-around fucking G and my friend. And we are going to be there creating history and making things. So I'm just letting y'all know
right now.
I am here. Y'all can pull this up on YouTube later because I'm going to be a star. And y'all can pull all this up later. And y'all can try to cancel me like Kevin Hart when I get ready to host the Oscars. But the Lord going to be like, no, because what God got for me and against me. You know what I'm saying?
Throwing dollhouses and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Throwing dollhouses. I ain't going to let y'all do that to me.
That's right.
So y'all seen the first here. A star in the making. You
That's
know what
right.
I'm saying?
A star in the fucking making. Now you guys can find me at my show at...
The corner in 9 Mile
at
Woodward.
The corner in 9 Mile and Wood.
Free show.
Free
you know
show.
What I mean.
Always a hooker out. I've been telling them I want to be a part of the stand up community.
You should.
I want to do
you
this with
do
you guys.
It.
I feel like I have
fuck.
To now. It's just kind of like falling into my lap.
Just don't say the T word.
No T word.
No T word.
I think we should do a disclaimer before we leave.
Oh, what? Forever.
A disclaimer before
we
leave.
No, we will. We absolutely will. But one last thing. You also won HitProv. And then some other awesome shit was happening too. You were also approached about taping a special.
Yes.
We have not decided. Melanie's not decided yet if she wants to do it or not.
And I'm
but approached was nice.
She's going to be
you
fucking
are
going to
do it? Okay,
everything.
Beautiful. We love that. That's going to be in April.
And you can always catch me on Channel 4, Live
yes.
in the D.
Yes.
WDIV.
You are on the news.
Yes, I'm always
yes,
on the news.
Is.
So that is an awesome, exciting thing.
Mel, when
theme.
Are you going to come out with your fucking podcast? I want you to
oh
come out
God.
With a podcast.
Melanie, her and friends?
I need to.
You do a good song. Solo podcast because you be preaching to the camera.
I keep telling people.
I'm telling you.
I kept thinking. I was like, I got enough to say on my damn
That's
self.
What I'm saying.
I can't go Joe Rogan style. I don't need nobody.
You
I
don't
got,
need
you
nobody.
You have to do Melanie Hearn and Friends.
That's why I said I might.
Melanie
you know
Hearn
what?
And
Melanie Hearn and Friends would be the podcast.
Not, like,
be cute.
Not you.
I like that.
Like with friends, but just you. And you have your friends on.
And maybe my friends
hey,
are
I know
all
this
my
isn't much,
yeah.
This ain't much of a studio. This ain't much of a studio, but you could tape it here.
But I just thought about that. Maybe that need to be the podcast.
Her and friends.
And you know what? I do characters, so maybe my friends will be the characters that I do, and I'll come back as EJ, RJ, and Auntie Judy.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'll
Please.
Do the friends as. My characters because they're all different people because you have RJ who is like
have
how you doing
on.
And then you have EJ Uncle EJ who be like get out of here I make navy beans bitch you know what I'm saying and then you got Auntie Judy be like fuck all these hoes I be on this bitch you can't get on my level
you have
ho.
Alter egos
yeah so I do all kinds of stuff baby I stay pose and come pose at all times cause I'm Auntie Judy baby and Auntie Judy don't play no goddamn games you know what I'm saying Auntie Judy don't play no games you know why Auntie Judy don't play no games cause motherfucker RJ is her brother
and goddamn EJ is her big brother and he'll fuck everybody up so we gonna have a podcast with all my friends
man.
In my head called Melanie Hearn
Melanie Hearn and Friends
Melanie Hearn and
Friends
is not good
that's in my head
was that not good Melanie Hearn
head.
And Friends
Melanie Hearn and Friends are the that friends that are in it. My head
I can't wait
Melanie
so,
Hearn
you heard,
friends.
It here
you heard
it
first
we, yep.
you heard it first from we all
confirm.
The friends in my head and I might have some other friends in my head I think I got a dead drug dealer from 96 with a Coogee in my head too
Coogee sweater a Coogee sweater
he died in an Impala with some Cardis on and they like seared to his face and I feel like he my other alter ego I just gotta figure
Notorious
out his name
lives in inside
you know what
of
I'm
you?
Saying yeah
you just described
like
Notorious
have a, I feel like he gonna have
no,
a name like Fat
no,
Man they
no,
like what's totally his name Fat
is.
Man
there you go
you know what I'm saying what's your name is Big Man Big Man T, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that.
So I need a double deal
Big
name,
man
Big Man
Coogee.
T. Yeah, yeah.
Big Man Coogee.
He's gonna be coming out like, oh.
Yep.
He's gonna say Biggie stuff. It was all a dream. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Belly is my grown girl. Oh.
That's the noise my pussy makes when it queefs. What you? Let's do one more question.
Okay.
Off your or one more topic, and then we'll wrap it the fuck up. But I want to make sure I give you a little bit of your flowers, and we give you a good solid shout out before we really wrap this up.
Melanie Hearn, friends, this is our last question of the night. How long do you think it should take to get your hair done in the fucking chair? Because I've been watching a lot of, you know, celebrity hairstylists, TikToks, talk about who they've worked with, and the worst ranked person who we talk about all the time on here, we have a Britney Spears segment, is Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. She only has a limit.
We did. You fell off, bitch.
I did fall off. Her limit in a chair, well, she is a white woman, but, you know, she bald-headed as fuck, so you think she needs a little more time. Is 30 minutes. They said she will not stay longer to get her extensions, hair done for anything for 30 minutes. And it is.
Bitch, your hair bald.
And it is. Now, do you get antsy in the chair when you ever get show hair done?
What is she getting done in 30 minutes? Nothing.
Her extensions. And she walks up. The VMAs, she took a pair of scissors and cut all her hair because she wanted to rebel or something like that. But now her limit is 30 minutes. So when a stylist comes in to her house, she only got 30 minutes to fucking make that bitch look full-headed as hell.
That's disrespectful.
It is very disrespectful. It's so disrespectful.
That and okay, no wonder that bitch always looks like shit.
Hey, what? There you go. It makes sense now.
Yeah.
And I've sat and I've got my hair done and everything, and I'm not antsy about that because that is like art. Like someone is working hard as hell on your hair. And for someone to be like that and get up and go.
It's a lot of pressure.
My hair is short, and it still takes a long time to do my hair. It's beautiful,
though.
Thank you. And my nails take 2 hours to get done. No pain, no gain, baby. Okay?
You're right.
No
pain, no gain. You know what,
Brittany? That's why you got a backup dancer. Because you only want your hair done for 30 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. And your hair out here looking shabby as fuck. Get yourself together, boo.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
I do forget about your nails sometimes.
I'm just saying, these bitches.
And then I look down and I'm like, oh yeah.
And I want to talk about one more thing. We're going to wrap it up.
Are you going to do the meals?
I'm going to do Cardi B and Offset meal.
Yes! I would be so excited.
Had the Cardi B and Offset meal.
That's a two-cheese meal.
It's a double quarter pounder, cheeseburger, an apple pie, a large fry, a Diet Coke, and a high C. $11.95.
You know why that same meal?
I can't support that.
I don't like that. That's not even in barbecue sauce. And you get a side of barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah, barbecue sauce.
So, in McDonald's world, all that don't mix.
Granted. No.
But if you are Cardi B and Offset and you high as fuck and you drunk as hell, that is the best
meal that you need
for the both of y'all. So, it is very befitting for Cardi B and Offset. My meal, give me the 2 cheeseburger meal.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Melly meal. 2 cheeseburger, large Coke, large fry, simple,
yes,
and a stand back. Get yourself together, throw up, reset your night, and you can go drink again.
So taste it know twice.
My meal is the Melly meal. And if your cheese ain't melted, go back around, tell them bitches your cheese ain't melted.
You want to add a nugget to your meal or anything? Like a 6-piece nugget?
You would whip that nene and turn around.
I did.
And you would go up to the window and say, Excuse me.
Why my fries below the fry level?
You're right.
I shouldn't be able to see.
Cook to order.
If I see yellow in the carton on the large fry, bitch, I'm pulling back around.
No, but that's the
money. My fries need to be all the way above here. If this the fry line, my shit need to be fries need to be coming above the fry. I should never see yellow in the back of the carton.
McDonald's fries. Because
you know what? I'm ghost riding the whip.
You can't reheat them.
I'm telling you.
And I'm coming back around in the Shirley Mobile.
Yeah.
And I'm going to honk the horn. Excuse me. I'm going to need you to make that fry. Can you put...
Remake it, babe.
So I will tell you. Or what you can do is just give me a small fry so I can add to this fry and make it a whole fry.
That's the Melanie meal.
That's me. That's the Melanie meal.
Melanie meal right there.
Add the small fry to the large fry that was a medium fry that you're supposed to give me to give me a whole fry.
Uh-huh.
Melt my cheese on my cheeseburgers. And that's the Melanie meal.
You know what
we're
going to call it? La Negrita.
La Negrita. Oh. From the 4-1.
Imagine some people saying that in the drive-thru.
Let me get the La Negrita. People gonna be throwing cheeseburgers at
me. Literally. What you call me?
Because the white lady gonna come in like, the La Nigga? It say La Nigga on the thing. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that thing thing.
She said, you mean the two cheeseburger
meal? I'm just reading what it says.
I'm reading what it says. I mean Lara. And then I'm the other thing, like, nah, if you gonna get the nigga, it gotta be a large fry and a big Coke, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no medium Coke over here. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no medium Cokes on the black meal.
The offset meal
only got to be ordered large. Don't you dare order the offset meal as a medium. And Cardi meal got to be ordered porno large.
Oh, baby, right here.
Porno large.
What would be your meal?
Fish fillet.
My, I need to stop talking to Mike. My coochie.
A fish one. Fillet.
My, no, I don't like.
Fish fillet. Hey.
So, if I were to get a meal, it would be a Big Mac, 10-piece nugget, sweet and sour and ranch, large fry, a sweet tea, and you get a large water because, girl, you're drinking them carbs. So
you want a German, and an
apple
Irish,
pie, and an apple pie.
So you want a German, Irish, all-American, Asian, Bigfoot, yes. Black man.
That's exactly mm-hmm. what I want.
Oh my Southern God. Black man.
You honestly
sweet
described
tea.
My mm-hmm. ideal
you
man.
You got sweet
That's
tea,
exactly.
you got sweet sour, you got the ranch.
Look at your koozie. Kiss me, I'm Southern.
You know what I'm saying? You got yeah. the ranch, you got the nugget.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get a little bit of everything, baby.
Big Mac, you know what I'm saying? So you, yeah. you flipping back, you flip back and forth, the Big Mac, big dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nugget, white man.
Mm-hmm.
Ranch, black man. Sweet and sour sauce, Asian
is
man.
Is ranch mm-hmm. black man?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Ranch, it's between black ranch man, man like ranch?
It's 2023. They're not just having barbecue man, anymore, okay?
That's ranch and little white trash man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you're right.
And then you flipped out and you went to the sweet and sour sauce because you tried to get a little ethnic.
I did.
But then you flipped back. But you need that large fry.
I do. The only
whatever you do, you need a large fry. You don't care what you do, that fry gotta be large.
Large drink yep. and a large fry. You, if you don't get a large drink, you fucking.
Catfish got to be delicious. Mm.
Fish fillet.
Catfish is delicious. Stella. What
is your dream meal?
What are we gonna call it?
Stella's meal.
Stella Artois.
Stella Artois. Stella Artois.
Oh, okay.
Hey, let me get that big Stella.
That's a big Stella. Stella.
Can I get the big Stella?
Like the biggie bag.
Yeah.
Let me get that big Stella. That BS meal.
Yeah, like the 4 for 4.
Yes. That bullshit meal. Yeah.
Stella gonna be the big Stella. Let me get the big Stella. How you want your big Stella?
Large. Large, baby.
Mm-hmm. Large.
Come get it.
I got a funny like tagline for it, but
what? Say
I don't want to. I don't want to upset anybody.
Say it.
You're a chicken pita.
You think I'm a chicken pita?
You're a chicken pita.
I'm a I think I'm a McChicken.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're chicken. You definitely chicken.
I'm definitely chicken.
You definitely like somewhere between the middle. But you know you have the little pitas. You know what I'm saying?
You have the little pitas.
No. The pitas.
Now you're just making fun of my size.
No. Cause McChicken, you ain't no basic bitch.
I like a McChicken.
You
ain't two McChickens, pickles.
That's basic. Nah, man. Roll you up Jeez. In that pita. Mm-mm. You made the order.
I don't know.
In that pita, man.
I'm a simple gal. I think I would just do two McChickens. Actually, you know what? Fuck McDonald's. I would go Taco Bell.
What?
I would have Mexican
That's
pizza.
That's not the question.
Mexican. I don't give a fuck.
You have to.
I'm making my own
you
meal.
You have to pick your
Make
happy.
Her own meal. She's making her own okay. meal.
Mexican pizza. Two spicy soft tacos, potato tacos, and
Baja
Blast.
Yes, the potato tacos.
Low-key. Oh, wait, and you got to get the tortilla chips with the dipping cheese on the side.
The potato tacos is worth it.
And fire sauce
Johanna.
Only. Yeah. Fire sauce
Del
only.
Taco. This nigga Del Taco. This is a Del Taco, bitch. She the nachos from Del Taco.
I cannot do
me.
Del Taco.
Push me.
Del
listen,
Taco.
Listen here, little Del Taco. Taco ass
Come
bitch.
Here, little Del Taco. This is my little Del Taco. This is my Del Taco hoe. You know what I'm saying? She's talking about Taco Bell. This is Del Taco hoe.
Oh, she epic. I should never do Del Taco. I did it once and never do it again.
Okay, if Taco Bell and McChicken's had a baby, that's Del Taco.
You'd that's make, Del Taco.
Would you
Del
make taco. The chicken taco?
Damn, I'm Del Taco,
I can
bro.
Get fries with my taco. Man, that's a good ass place, man.
When somebody helps you like self-realize, ain't that a bitch?
Del Taco, man. Just saying.
That shit is good.
No,
I will say that.
No,
that fucks with the deal.
I'm not like Del Taco. I'll tell you that right now. So sorry, they sponsor us.
I do.
I want to say our disclaimer before we leave today.
Okay.
Melanie Hearn.
Yes, sir.
You are such an ally to everybody.
Thank you.
And you know that me and Johanna are as well. We love everyone, and we are so grateful to have the listeners that we have. We finally made it to 444 followers.
Oh, that is awesome.
Jesus is on our side.
He is.
If we ever offend you, piss you off, or you don't like what we're saying, you always can click off on our channel. We will,
You don't gotta listen.
We don't gotta listen to anything. No. We love everyone. This is an open conversation. We just want the best for our viewers, and we want the best for us. We are learning as well, and
we're not here to like hurt anybody's feelings.
No.
Stella's speaking from a trans person's perspective. It just turns out we're close friends, and when you make a joke, I make a joke, we laugh, and we giggle, and we move on. And we've had a lot of great fan mail, as in like Instagram messages is the new fan mail.
Support.
And people say like, you're making this more comfortable for me. And, you know, this is more, and these are people who are non-binary and they're trans and they're queer and they're laughing along with us. So if you so happen to be somebody who does not enjoy that and doesn't understand it, I don't really know how to approach that except for apologizing. But in that same breath, also just being like,
we love everyone.
We truly,
we're like, here for the people.
I'm in my serious tone now because at the end of the day, like to my core, I'm a good fucking person and I'm an ally and I'm a queer person and I love every person. Yes. I don't care where you come from, your background, whatever. Sometimes in this life, we just got to laugh at some shit because if we don't laugh, we fucking cry.
You're right.
And everything ain't for everybody. So if it ain't your cup of tea, you ain't got to like it. But I'm saying one thing that my daddy Michael Hearn taught me. You ain't got to like me. You ain't got to love me. But you're going to respect me.
Absolutely.
So that's right.
If this not for you, tune out. But if it's for you, share it. Like it. Love it. Make a friend. Tell a friend. Yes. And we're going to do our testimony.
Oh my God.
And
we're
going to get on out of here from that. But if it ain't for you, much love. We love you anyhow.
Melanie Hearn, that was so good.
We love
good.
You anyhow.
That's it.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Anchor. You can follow Melanie where?
At Melanie J Comedy on Instagram.
You heard it.
Same on TikTok and Melanie Hearn on Facebook. And somewhere in the near future, you can get Stella and I's Target registry for the baby on Target. And we'll register on Target and we'll let you know where that's coming.
Super
for
cute our little stuff.
Super cute. Biracial baby.
Yep. Make we sure you stop by Del Taco, McDonald's, and Taco Bell. Get your
and it's the Godmama.
Get your yeah, that's right.
Godmama, where can they find you?
Listen,
at?
Listen, Godmama, I'm the cleaning lady and the nanny. We all know it. trying to jazz true. It up and shit.
She's making us me, rice and beans, you can, baby.
You can find my racist transphobic ass at Johanna. Madronda on Instagram, and taping that special April 14th. Don't forget about that. Link tree in my bio for all other shows. And this has been Each Other's Mothers Podcast. Thank you so much, Melanie, for joining us today.
Thank you.
We love you and listen.
We love you more. So much.
Thank you. Love you guys more. Love you.
Okay, that's
you.
The show. Bye.
Wait.
What?
You can find me at 444. That's Stella. Don't forget about your hoe. Love you guys. The RBA Registry.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Crips for life.
Crips for life. How do I do it?
Throwing that shit up.
I don't want to.